Okay.
Who dat?
Excuse me. Disgusting.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah.
I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
What's up? It's a bonus episode of an acquired taste podcast.
Hello.
Kathleen is a garbage human.
I had to burp in my... Instinctively, I just leaned towards the microphone and burped into the microphone.
That's good instincts, because you know if you're going to say it, you got to say it into a mic.
I got to pick up the audio.
Mm-hmm. Happy bonus Monday.
Yes.
Our goal is to do two of these a month.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how that goes, but we want to do it.
So we're sipping on some tequila right now.
Yeah, tequila, which is real coffee.
There's some coffee, tequila in my coffee or coffee and my tequila.
Oh, can you imagine? No, would that be good? That I have some. Gross. Do you want to try it?
No, I'm
in
okay.
Your tequila, in your coffee?
So I went to a BYO restaurant recently.
Now, is that just a Hoboken thing? Because I had never experienced a BYO restaurant until I came to the East Coast, and specifically Hoboken. Bring your own wine or whatever.
I think it's a thing in cities where liquor licenses are A, really expensive, or B, hard to get.
Gotcha. Okay.
So in Hoboken, it's particularly hard and expensive to get a liquor license.
Which is crazy because everyone's drunk all the time
all
in
the
Hoboken.
All the time. So a lot of restaurants will forego the profit that you would make from selling alcohol for just BYOing.
But don't they charge you to uncork it?
Not really.
Okay.
So I did the most Kathleen thing ever. So I'm doing this keto thing. So I'm not really drinking wine or beer because there is a lot of carbs.
Yeah.
Especially in wine. It's basically sugar juice.
Oh, I love sugar juice. I love sugar juice.
So tequila's my favorite hard liquor. And I've been experimenting with low calorie tequila cocktails. And I made a recipe. I'm going to put it on our website.
Okay.
It is fantastic.
What is it?
So it's La Croix.
Okay. Love LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Yeah. But La Croix sounds way fancier.
Lime La Croix.
Okay.
And then coconut milk, like the full fat coconut milk, not the light stuff. And so like, I want to say like 8 ounces. I'll figure it out on the website. So I'm not going to give you ounces right now. I'll go home and like make an exact measurement.
Okay.
So the lime La Croix and some coconut milk, full fat. And then some tequila.
And that's it.
And a squeeze of lime juice. And then if that is too not sweet for you, just like a teaspoon of simple syrup.
Okay.
And so I went to a BYO restaurant. And typically it's a place where people just bring like a six pack or they'll bring like a bottle of wine or something.
Yeah.
I showed up to meet my friends for dinner with my cooler lunchbox. With a cold pack in there and an assortment of mason jars with all of my accoutrements so I can mix up my cocktails at the table.
You didn't even pre-mix them. I thought you were like, and I'm going to bring mason jars of my cocktail.
No,
it was like bottle service, but mason jar. It was the most Kathleen bottle service ever. That's amazing.
And the guy who owns the restaurant is really sweet and he knows us. He knows our group and we go there all the time. But I said, can I have one glass with no ice? And then one glass with ice. And he looked at me with like a cocked eyebrow and he's like, okay. Comes back with one glass without ice and one glass with ice. So I mixed the cocktail in the glass without ice and then I poured it into the glass with ice.
Smart.
And I did it for almost everybody around the table.
Smart.
It's a really good cocktail. I'm telling you right now.
I will try this.
It's delicious.
I'm really proud of you, actually.
Thank you.
Because I remember there were, it was maybe 6 months ago where you talked about how you were really, you had a hard time going out to drink with your friends because they love to drink a lot and you didn't want to drink much and all of this stuff. And now 6 months later, here you are bringing your own LaCroix
and my own tequila,
and your own tequila and your own mason jars and your own milk.
Making some low carb tequila lime cocktails.
I'm very proud of
Thanks.
Well done.
It's delicious.
I really want to try it now. I think I have coconut milk. I don't have LaCroix, but I do have limes.
Mm.
We could make it.
We could like figure out a way to... I think jack we could do this it. Up. It's a little hijinks action.
We could do it. So, Kathleen, we are always talking about how we love therapy.
If I could marry therapy, I would.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't afford therapy or you think, oh, it's so inconvenient, I have to drive somewhere, I have to find somebody, you know, it's more time than I have.
Yes.
We have a really good solution for you. Talkspace.
I've been there. looking online, trying to find a therapist that takes my insurance, going my insurance website, typing in symptoms that I'm having. Because there's a type of therapist for every type of, you know, thing that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Talkspace takes away all of that stress.
Talkspace is therapy for how we live today. It's mobile, it's available when you need it, and it's affordable. So Talkspace Online Therapy makes taking care of your mental health more affordable and convenient than ever before. Simply provide your preferences for therapy, and then Talkspace is going to match you with one of 3,000 plus therapists the very same day.
That's unreal. The same day.
It's insane. Sometimes you have to be on a waiting list like a
for weeks.
Yeah, for weeks with a therapist.
Yeah.
But with Talkspace, that's not the case. You can send your therapist unlimited text, audio, picture, or video messages from anywhere at any time, and you'll hear back daily, 5 days a week. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app.
Here is why Talkspace is so amazing. You don't have to be suffering from some major
mental illness.
Sometimes you just need a tune-up.
Yep.
And sometimes a tiny little tune-up makes all the difference in your life.
People go through things every day where they just need somebody to talk to, and Talkspace is so great. And it's not just adults. 1 in 5 children deals with a mental health issue in their lives, and that's why Talkspace is now offering counseling to teens age 13 and up. It's called Talkspace for Teens. Teens can message a licensed counselor from their phone or their computer anywhere, anytime. And so now you can help take care of your child's well-being with the help of a professional in an easy and affordable way.
Talkspace has more than 3,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing all of the challenges that we face. To match with your perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure you use the code TASTE, that's T-A-S-T-E, to get $45 off of your first month and show your support for the show, because therapy makes the world go round, in my opinion.
It really does.
That's TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, when you go to Talkspace.com.
So bonus episode today, Kathleen, you have a leftover news story from an episode we did that we didn't have time to get to. Can you tell the class? Because I want to hear it.
Okay.
I like the headline.
Have you ever swallowed a live animal?
No, please don't ever swallow a live animal.
So my friend Masami, she was telling me about this story where she was in Korea a few summers ago, and she went out to eat, and on the menu was octopus.
Okay.
I love octopus.
Okay.
But she ordered it, and sure enough, came to the table, baby octopi.
No!
Like, tiny ones, like
no.
They like the size of a calamari ring.
No.
But they were still alive.
No.
And you killed them by dipping them in hot sauce.
I can't. They're so smart. They're so smart.
Octopi?
They're such a smart animal.
Octopuses?
I won't. Oh, Dennis is here.
Octopussy?
Dennis is here. Is that okay?
I'm so nervous.
Okay, hold on.
I'm so nervous. Bethany's going downstairs to get Dennis. I've never met Dennis before. I imagine he's like a mix between Carson Daly and Cisco Adler. Do you guys remember Cisco Adler? He dated Misha Barton for a while, and he was famous for taking that photo of himself butt naked with his leg up on a chair and his balls hung very low. Perez Hilton was always posting pictures of Cisco Adler's low-hanging fruit. I think they're going to come up the stairs now. And I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Should I say hello in a different language to impress him? Will he think I'm smarter? Like, or does just a regular hi suffice? I mean, what do you say to a vegan? That's a joke. Vegans, I love you. It was a joke. I should offer him some non-animal product snacks, but it's not my house. Oh my God, the door is opening. The door... He's taking. It's not that. It's not even that cold out. Why are you wearing boots?
Do you want to come in when you're ready?
Okay. I don't know. What's gonna happen?
He's very fussy.
He's on the other side of the door, and I don't know what's gonna happen. Oh, Loki.
Come in. I have neighbors.
Okay. He's about to open the door. His shoes are off. The cat's.
Can you hear him talking out there? He monologues all the time.
He's taken off his boots for a very long time.
Well, he doesn't like germs.
Does he have big feet?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what that means.
Big shoes. Come in.
Some big dick energy. It takes a while to get warm. Hello. Oh my God. Oh, bonjour.
I can't believe this is actually happening.
Nice.
Oh my God. And you're like just as stylish.
Oh,
Dennis, I would like to present you Kathleen.
Hi, Loki.
Come talk into a microphone.
Well, first, okay, so Hi, Kathleen. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Dennis.
First, I have something for you.
Stop it. No, you don't.
Let's have vegans say hello.
Oh, my God. Is this chia pudding?
It's walnut milk chia pudding.
Well, oh, this is how vegans you'll have. I feel so bad you're offering me up this, like...
No, I'm giving that to you. You can even keep the jar.
I could keep the jar? Oh, good, because yes. I'm low on mason jar. I've been taking cocktails places and then leaving them there.
Yeah, you just missed the intro.
Just walk out of the house with cocktails.
Oh my god! Wait, yeah. Yes, I do.
You
yeah.
missed the intro.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, you just kissed. That's right, so cute.
Right, yeah, I was gonna say on camera, but
oh yeah, on microphone. Do you guys want to? Do you guys want to talk? I can stand up.
No, yeah, no, no.
I should take my coat off.
Okay. Oh, wait. Yeah. So this is walnut chia seed milk.
Walnut milk.
Walnut milk. Maple syrup.
Dates.
Chia pudding.
It has to sit. You might want to refrigerate it.
Okay. I'm going to smell it.
You might want to refrigerate it.
It smells really good. It smells earthy. Like it was made from the earth.
Ugh. You look so handsome, Dennis.
I'm so grateful. Yes.
We're going on a date, right?
We have a date later tonight.
You're like a very dapper man.
Yeah.
Was it New York Restaurant Week still?
I don't know.
So it's a compliment that you're saying I'm stylish.
So stylish. Oh, yes. Well, you know.
Well, Kathleen. Bethany and I decided to dress up tonight.
Yeah. We want to look.
Really?
We want to like go out.
Okay.
Look nice. Uh-huh.
Spend it's our $20 each.
Spend $20 each.
So where are you going?
We don't know yet. Do we know yet, Dennis?
No. That's a challenge. We have to find a place that's one has vegan options.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that a cheap vegan restaurant hard in NYC is a diamond in a rough.
Yeah,
we both said $20 each.
$20. You could go to Whole Foods to the cafeteria and just eat lettuce.
But that might be kind of fun dressing up to go to Whole Foods.
I also have a bag of avocados and chia pudding.
So. This is he has my avos. He has my chia seeds.
Oh my god, you have your own personal Jason Mraz.
I do.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And well, you know when you're vegan. And like things go bad.
Yeah.
So it's like if I leave for the weekend, I'm like, well, those avocados are going to be dead. You know, avocados is a one day. Like once it's ripe, you have one day to eat it.
I know. Yeah. And then it's like, I'm dead.
And moldy.
I find moldy. That if you put them in the fridge when they're a little bit hard still, then they last.
Yes.
But you have like a 10-hour span to get them in the fridge right at the perfect hardness.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then eat those avocados. Mm-hmm.
How are the cats?
They're good.
Did you tell you about our first fight?
No, we're having a fight. The first fight was about...
By the look on your face, it seems very serious.
It's serious. The first fight was about Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, we were just talking about Indiana Jones.
Yeah, we were. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then second date. So here's the fun thing is that Dennis has a podcast, mm-hmm. the Carrie Allen Picture Show.
Yes.
Which you're going to be on.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
And so Dennis does these intros before his interviews where he talks about the latest going on in our relationship. And he drops these things... Where he's like, haha, here's something funny about Bethany, but he doesn't run it by me first. And so then I learn about his thoughts on his podcast, which is the most 2019 dating problem ever. And so he sent me the intro for this week's podcast.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking about how the cats love him more than me and how I snore when I'm sleeping.
Oh, crap.
And so then I hear this intro.
You snore?
Wait.
No.
It's so tiny. It's Aww. Cute. Yeah. I said that. So here's.
Or is it?
I said, may I defend myself?
Fine.
Okay. So I texted Bethany this morning. I said, should I share I won't say what it is, but the Minerva story. It's a hilarious Minerva story.
Were they snoring at the same time together in unison?
It's worse. This won't come out for a few weeks, so your podcast will have already come out.
Okay, so Minerva had duty on her, and she slept on me.
I
freaked out because I'm
germaphobe. Duty on his chest.
She smeared duty, so I ran into the bathroom.
Wait, I thought that this story was going to go in a very different way. I thought you were going to say, "And I love Bethany so much, I was okay with it."
No. She smeared duty on it at like 3 a.m. and I'm passed out. And you know, I sleep through anything.
Stop it! Yeah. Stop it!
And not only that, but I created a whole ruckus in the bathroom because like I couldn't find the brushes, and there's like 7,000 brushes.
It's a different brush for every, you know, because there's a Persian.
Yeah, of course.
It's a different brush for everything.
Yeah.
And they fell on the floor, and I thought the neighbors were gonna call the cops because someone broke in.
Yeah.
She slept through the whole thing.
No, you didn't.
So anyway, so during this intro on his podcast, he was like, oh, no, you can't sleep me better. And I texted him as I'm listening, and I texted him, you can go fuck right off.
and then I texted you photos of me.
Yeah, and then he texted me shirtless photos of him, and everything was fine.
And then you can fuck yourself off.
So anyway, this is your first meeting. Do you have any questions for each other? I'll leave the room.
I You're so my husband wants yeah. you to know that I portrayed him as somebody who doesn't like vegan food or vegan people. And he says that that's incorrect.
Yes.
And he said, well, one of the best meals that we've ever had was vegan when we were in Ireland. And I said, well, we had cheese with that meal, so it was vegetarian. It wasn't vegan, but he's excited to meet you. And I think we should make a reservation at like a vegan restaurant here in New York.
I was thinking Hoboken.
No, there's no vegan restaurants on Hoboken.
Really?
We're all Italians. I mean, I'm not Italian, but everybody else is. So what does vegan Italian food consist of?
Nothing.
My mom freaked out when she my mom's reaction, I'll do the accent. She's got a cute. So I called her up and I was like, Mom, I'm vegan. And she goes, there's this dead silence. And then suddenly, I don't understand. It's like, I don't eat dairy. I don't eat cheese.
She's like, but my ricotta, mozzarella.
My ricotta.
What am I going to feed you?
Somebody eat like zoodles with some tomatoes on them? Is that vegan Italian? She always buys me,
when I go there, I carbo load. Like I eat nothing but bagels.
Yeah.
She buys bagels, bread. Like that's vegan.
Yeah. Aren't there eggs in bagels?
No, it depends on where you get them. It's mostly flour and water.
It's the water.
Yes. Egg bagels definitely have eggs.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. But I don't think you're vegan hating or your husband is vegan hating.
No. Okay,
I thought
good.
It was hilarious and cute because most people don't know that we actually eat food.
Well, I'm so excited for us to drink water together. So excited.
Oh, yeah. I don't drink either. So I'm like the worst.
You don't drink alcohol. Yeah. He's sober. I don't do famously anything. Sober.
What do you guys do with each other?
No, it's weird. Yeah, we talk. We talk and make out. And
I'm officially freaked out because you both are at the same time.
Here's the other thing.
You're going to start dressing alike because Neil and I do that all the time.
We did it by accident.
I know.
That was crazy.
Here's the thing we do need to discuss.
Yeah.
And
Should
I haven't
I leave the room?
No, it's fine. I haven't brought it up with either of you, but Neil does need to be present during this conversation, but I feel like we can initiate it now.
Do you want to rent that house on Airbnb with the sex dungeon? Because I'm cool with that.
Per our previous bonus episode.
We have to go to Pennsylvania, but that's okay.
Here's what we need to discuss. So I think that we need to make, because I think this is just how this works. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. If something happens to me,
yeah,
Kathleen, I think that you legally have to marry Dennis.
That's okay with me.
And I think that if something happens to you, I have to marry Neil.
So there might one day come a situation where there are two wives or two husbands in the equation. I'm cool with that.
Because it's a little bit like if, you know, your sister dies, you have to marry her sister. Or no, if your wife dies, you have to marry her sister.
Yes.
You know, back in like the Civil War era.
We're like Mormons?
Yeah, or like they don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
No, only on HBO.
Yeah.
Neither of you were Mormon, right?
No.
Oh.
See, it's perfect.
So, I think that that's a benefit in the long run.
I think there's you get, yeah, you
sometimes
get,
like I might give a piece of advice or Neil might give a piece of advice to you that you're like, I don't like that. I need a second opinion from a guy.
Yeah.
And then you come to the second husband and you're like, hey, what's up? And then the second husband hits it right on the head.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect situation.
So, I think so too.
A friend of mine was telling me the story the other day where we were talking about the hot people from high school and where they are now. And
life's not great sometimes.
Sometimes life's not great
when you peak early.
The girl in my high school who was the hottest is still the hottest. Is wildly successful.
Unfair.
She was always very nice. But in my friend Lauren's high school, the guy who was the hottest turned out to be gay. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
He is the third husband in an already established gay marriage. And they have kids, all three of them together.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
And she said that this is not the first time on her Facebook that she's seen this happen, where there's the third in the marriage.
I think people are like more open to what relationships look like now. I think if you can make it work, that's fabulous.
Right?
Is that considered polyamory or is that considered like just an awesome situation?
I think that's considered less rent for everybody.
Yeah. I think polyamory in an awesome situation has a big intersection on the Venn diagram.
Are we at the third person conversation yet?
No, we're not ever having. No, there's no third person unless I die.
Unless there's a death. Unless,
yes. All right. And it's purely just to make sure the other person is taken care of.
Exactly.
Well, I can leave you guys to your thing. I don't want to spend too much time interrupting.
We're about to talk about eating live animals.
Yeah, I really am uncomfortable.
Oh, shit, I should leave.
You should leave because you don't like this stuff.
Is this offensive to you?
You can stay.
No, I'll go comfort the cats because we're talking about eating animals and they are animals.
They are. Yeah. All right. I by the way, I did have
Yeah, okay.
So everyone can hear it on the air.
Okay, no, he's approaching me.
Yeah.
He's
legally binding friendship now.
Yes, it is. I like your herringbone, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's a good herringbone.
Where should I go? In the bathroom?
No, you go wherever you need to go. Outside.
You get under those covers.
You go wherever you want to go.
You go find the hand sanitizer, you germaphobe.
So mean. Wait, I am really, so please don't, I hate, please don't swallow goldfish. Please don't eat. Don't, just okay. Don't. It makes me so sick.
So.
And sad.
This comes from livescience.com, and okay. The headline is, a drunk man swallowed a live, venomous, spicy catfish. Oh, not spicy, spiny.
It's a spicy catfish.
Spiny catfish. And here's what happened.
Okay.
Okay, so this is in the Netherlands. Somewhere in the vicinity of Rotterdam in the Netherlands, a young group of men, apparently inspired by the American television show Jackass, got into the habit of capping off their boozing by swallowing live fish.
Please don't do it. I hate that.
Apparently,
makes me sick.
In this area of the Netherlands, it's very popular with young people.
Ugh.
Well,
it's torturous for the animal.
The fish have evolved to fight back.
Good. Good.
So this was published in a medical journal called the Acta Otolaryngologica Case Reports.
Nailed it.
So it actually happened in April of 2016, but it was just reported in this medical journal that just came out, which is why the story is coming out now.
Gotcha.
These young men were swallowing fish out of their home aquarium after getting wasted.
I do. Okay, and I'm putting up my emotional bell jar so this doesn't make me sad.
And the night ended with a 28-year-old man in the emergency room. So when I first started reading this article, I was like, okay, they're like 18. No, the guy was friggin' 28, you jackass.
Your brain is finished developing, dude. You should know better. Stop it.
So what he swallowed was a bronze catfish.
Okay, I'm going to look up a picture.
Which apparently is very cute fish, 2 to 3 inches in length, but sort of like when you're going through a drive-through, you can't back up because then the spikes come up.
Yeah.
That's what happens with this catfish.
This is what the catfish, by the way, looks like. It just looks like a regular fish.
Yeah, very cute. It's like sort of like iridescent, like a little metallic-y.
Mostly kind of silver with some rose gold and sort of like jade green coloring to it.
It's pretty. It looks like an eye makeup palette.
Yeah, it's an eye makeup palette, like a like an Urban Decay, but a holiday edition.
It is, but they're actually covered in spines that are mounted to their pectoral fins.
Yeah.
And when the fish gets stressed out, say for example, when they're being swallowed by a predator.
By a douchebag.
Those spines become erect and they can pump venom into the mouths of their attackers.
Yes, get it, fish.
And those who try to eat these usually die. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, this kid didn't die. There is a video of the incident. It was seen by a case reporter at the hospital, but it's not available to the public.
I don't want
to
see it anyway.
But the author who was talking to the case reporter said that in the video, a crowd of men stood around drinking and shouting, Groot V.
Same. Always, whenever I'm wasted.
Which is Dutch for big fish, big fish. So articulate of these.
The big fish. Well, big fish.
Big fish.
You swallow big fish. We talk to swallow big fish.
So one guy tried to swallow him. Couldn't do it. So a second guy was like,
I'm good. Big fish. You can't do it. I'll swallow big fish.
I'll step up.
Put my semen on my swallow semen big fish.
So the second guy swallows it. And then seconds later appears distressed and agonized.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
According to reports.
Big fish.
Immediately, it was obvious that something had gone wrong.
Yeah, like a fish went down your throat, you douche.
The man tried to swallow more beer, but couldn't. All right. 10 seconds later, he was gagging vigorously.
Kathleen, what was that look?
Sorry.
Your eyebrows just raised in understanding.
So the guy was in extreme distress. He shoved 2 fingers down his throat to make himself gag, but there wasn't any luck. Someone administered what the doctors described as wrongly applied Heimlich maneuver. Which failed to, again, produce a fish out of the man's mouth.
Because the fish is hanging on, like stuck in the larynx with its spines out, when you're climbing a doorway.
The man spewed some blood into a bucket and then the camera switched off.
Ooh.
So even after all this happened, apparently the guy waited several hours before going to the hospital.
Because he's a moron.
Apparently he tried to dislodge the fish with more beer.
What
also with some honey and also with some ice cream.
So he just got the munchies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the fish was dead when he got to the hospital inside of his throat. The man needed surgery to move the fish. Surgeons were paying very close attention because of the fish's spines in the delicate tissue of the throat.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the procedure was a success, though not much is known about the effects of the bronze catfish venom on the guy. It didn't appear to complicate the situation. And a follow-up in March 2017 after the surgery, almost a year after the surgery, apparently the guy is doing well.
Did he learn any lessons? Did they follow up with, did you learn anything from this?
Well, next to the hospital.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is the Rotterdam Natural History Museum.
Oh, no.
Where you can go and check out the fish. It's in an exhibit called Dead Animal Tales.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. So they have the actual fish that was in
they
his throat?
They have the actual fish from this Good. Guy's throat in the museum Good. Next to the hospital.
Good. That fish.
The Netherlands sounds like a fun place.
It's Dennis is in the other room just like shaking his head. Dude.
I mean, the only thing I ever want to swallow when I get that drunk is pizza.
Pizza and sorbet. I like a nice Riesling.
Like, maybe if the crust is really hard, it could technically act like pectoral fins with spikes. I mean, if you swallow crust the wrong way.
Yeah. Or a Dorito, when you don't chew it enough and it goes down sideways.
Captain Crunch.
You feel like you're going to die. Yeah. Or like when you eat when you have a Tootsie Roll Pop and it scrapes the roof of your mouth and now your Tootsie Roll Pop tastes like blood.
Yeah.
Eat it anyway because it's delicious.
Eat it.
But you cut your crap right up. Thank you for listening to this episode. I feel like we all went on an emotional journey together.
Let's go for sushi.
Okay. Dennis can't have any.
You stay in that room over there, vegan. Nobody likes you. You eat your California roll by yourself.